KUTX 98.9. I'm Jackie Fuller sitting in for Jay, and I'm very happy to be sitting in Studio 1A with a live audience. And with a band that is dear to my heart. I've cried into my beer many times listening to the Jayhawks. So excited to have y'all back. It's been a little while. Old Settlers Festival was the last time we saw the Jayhawks in these parts, and they're wrapping up a brief tour, or getting ready to wrap it up. It's not the last date here in Austin, but we're so glad you stopped by Austin. Let's have a song. We'll start it off there.
Okay.
On KUTX 98.9, that was Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces. The new album is called Paging Mr. Proust. You worked with Peter Buck on this one. How did that come together? You've known him for a bit?
Oh, I think he was at one of our first in-stores down in Athens, Georgia in the late 80s, right after we put out our first record. So he's such a huge music freak. You know, he worked in record stores. He's a huge collector. So I've known him, but not that well. Mm-hmm. Just kind of casually, but he was a fan, and he invited us down to play his music festival in Todos Santos, Mexico, a couple years ago, and that kind of started the discussion. And then he put it bug in her ear that next time we made a record, that he would love to be a part of it. So then, that's what we did.
And there's a lot of sort of Feels like with this album, you're dipping your toe in other genres outside of the standard alt country, which you've been doing throughout your career, but it feels very coalesced now. Is this just the album you've always wanted to make, or was that a little bit of Buck's mark, or how did that come
out? No, I think, you know, Peter came in after a lot of it was, I don't want to take away from what he did, but we pretty much had what we were going to do. I did a lot of things home demoing and playing around with lots of different sounds, and then the band really worked hard together. Peter was really good at getting the overall vibe, helping us to tell us when we were going down a rabbit hole, keeping it, we didn't go for perfection, we went for vibe. I still don't think of us as an alt country band, even though I'm playing a harmonica and acoustic. It's just that the songs are not your traditional folkies. Of course, this next song, of course, is.
But, yeah. Busted.
I grew up, my big line is I knew more about Alan Parsons than Graham Parsons growing up. You know, I was much more of a prog rock guy. Thank you. Thank you. I grew up listening to Yes, and Genesis and Eno and, the Beatles, the Kinks and Stones and stuff like that. So, there is a lot of folk influences, but, I don't listen to that stuff really.
Do you?
I don't. We're just talking about metal, right, Jake? We're going to make a Yiddish metal record. It's the next Jayhawks record.
That is Jake Perlman, our engineer, who Gary's talking to.
Yeah, cousin of our bass player.
Yep.
Mark Perlman.
It's a small world. And, I had a conversation this morning, independent of y'all even being here, with another producer about, we were sort of lamenting when, you have a town like Austin, and this happens in so many other towns too, and you have some great musical talent, and they feel that they need to go live in Brooklyn or live in LA to make it and to have a career in music. And you guys have stayed pretty more to the Twin Cities and, had great success. Can you talk a little bit about that? Has that been...
Well, great success. Let's say we've had success. we've carved out a niche, and we're still carving and digging, to survive, because it's much harder now for bands at our level, to survive when people don't buy records anymore. But we won't go into that. I think Minneapolis is a great town. A lot of people have stayed. The Replacements didn't move. Prince actually, I'm sure he had other places, but he still kept a home in Minneapolis. It's just it's if you can get through the winters, it's just a great town.
I could not get through the winters.
Yes,
I did 9.
I see you're here.
And that was it. Here I am. All right, well, I'm going to go to a little bit of a personal place. I feel like I should know you better, but this is Texas, and this is kind of how we do it here. It was very strange for me. I moved to back to Texas. After living 10 years in Minnesota, I came back in last year, and it was very surreal to hear the news of Prince's death, but also just to watch the state's reaction to what happened, see everybody come together from afar.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering just how that went down for you as a musician, as a human being, as somebody who has struggled with opiate addiction,
Well, it took me a day for it to really sink in. Mm-hmm. And then you just realized, it hit me harder than the Bowie death. And, he was such a hometown hero. And he was just, when we tour in the early days, people would say, oh, you're from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. That's where Prince is from. Of course, unfortunately, later it was like, oh, that's where the Mall of America is. But, at the time.
It's not a bad mall.
But, that's right. I went through treatment for opiate addiction, and I know how hard it is. And once I figured out what really happened to him, my heart just broke, because I know that place. And the fact that he kind of died alone, and, it's just really heartbreaking. But then the city just started... all the buildings were lit up purple. The town, the downtown was filled. The streets were filled, and they were having dance parties in front of First Avenue. And, it's just, it's really hard to believe he's gone. But, I think it hit all of us hard.
Is that sense of place and that connection to the Midwest something that you feel like is embodied in? You've always sounded very Midwestern to me in the music, but
damn.
Is that just me? Am
I
projecting?
New York-y. Berlin, You know, we don't realize it, but I guess that's what we're told. There's a little bit. I was talking to some magazine about that, and they were saying. I was trying to say that you know there is an openness, you know, physically out in the Midwest that maybe translates to the music. I don't know.
Well, you fit right in Texas, that's for sure. Jayhawks will be at Scoot In tonight with Folk Uke.
Scoot In.
Scoot In is a great place.
Okay.
Doors are, yeah, you're going to love it. Doors are at 6 o'clock. Jayhawks take the stage at 9. You can find tickets at scootinaustin.com. The new album is Paging Mr. Proust. It is their 9th studio album. And let's get another track from the Jayhawks.
Hailstones and butter sky, firewalls, forgive me not. Baby roach, you take a chance on me. Heels dug in, braced to fall, hung my holster on your wall. Baby roach, you take a chance on me. Flies buzz around your inside your head, it's just too complicated to describe. Two bones almost came to blows. Christmas comes and Christmas goes, stealing off under with your smile. Flies buzz around your
KUTX live in Studio 1A with the Jayhawks. That was Devil Is in Her Eyes from their latest album, Paging Mr. Proust. Gary, could I just get you to introduce the band before we sign off?
The newest member is to my left. His name is Chet Leister from Portland, Oregon. We love Chet. Chip. To my right, Karen Grotberg on the piano on the Steinway, is it?
It's a Steinway.
Wow. Steinway and vocals. On the bass, Mark Perlman. And on the snare drum, Tim O'Regan.
The Jayhawks will be at Scootin' tonight with Folk Uke. You can catch doors are at 6. Jayhawks take the stage at 9 o'clock. You can find tickets at scootinaustin.com. Thanks so much for coming here.
Yeah, get there for Folk Uke also.
Yes, definitely. They've been in our studio before as well.
Yeah,
definitely worth catching. If y'all get tired of winter, you're welcome back to Austin anytime.
Thank you very much.
We loved having you, and they're going to stick around and do one more song for our studio one, sorry, our studio audience here in Studio 1A. You are listening to KUTX 98.9 FM Austin.